Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
As promised, we're going to talk football. We've got Tranmere Rovers boss Gary Brabin on the line this morning. Thanks for your time, Gary. Good morning.
Morning, Alan.
Yeah, morning. Looking forward to, it all gets underway on Saturday. It does come round so quickly, but I'm sure you're prepared, Gary.
Yeah, no, it's been, like you said, it has come round quickly, but I think preparations have gone really well so far, and I think we're all itching now just to get started and when the real stuff starts.
Are you happy with your squad and the makeup of it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was important at the end of last season that we kept the nucleus of last year's side, because, you know, we finished the season strong last year, and we knew where we needed to add a little bit of certainly goals to the squad, which I feel we've done. And like I said, we haven't packed out the squad too big at the moment, so we've still got room for improvement even when we need it.
Goals to the squad to support Mr. Norwood.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we got Cuc. You know, he's proven at this level, scoring goals, and he gives us something different as well with the way he plays, his style. Connor Jennings, he's got a knife of goal, who's flexible and versatile. He can play attacking midfield or, you know, any one of the front positions. And, you know, we've also took young Darren Stevenson from Chorley, who, again, he gives that little bit of pace, and, you know, he's an exciting player on his day. And, you know, we just want to get him up to speed, being back full time, and, you know, hopefully he can be a big signing for us too.
So have you managed to have a look at everybody that you've wanted to in terms of these pre-season games?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we know what everyone's capable of anyway. I think it's just getting everyone back, getting them up to speed. Most of the group come back fit anyway, so, you know, that gives you a little bit of a head start. But, you know, the attitude of the lads has been different class, and, you know, you want them to maximise what they're capable of during pre-season to sort of instil something in your head that they're going to be the ones that you select come the first day of the season. And you certainly give us something to think about. It's been tough because, like I said, the attitude of them all has been fantastic. Mm. And, you know, we've got some really, really players in form at the moment.
So how does your week shape up now? Do you tone things down a bit as it heads towards Saturday, Gary?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, the way we do things, it's, you know, we try and keep things at a tempo. And, you know, we had the bulky sessions, if you like, in the first couple of weeks, and we've sort of tried to maintain that while we do things. But it shouldn't be too much change this week before the start of the season. But, you know, obviously we've got a bit more work to do on the opposition. But like I said, we're not big on ramming too much of that down the players' throats anyway. But, you know, I think it's just preparing. It's real now, and we've got to be right.
You've had the test you wanted, I suppose, pre-season, because you've had some quality, haven't you, with the likes of, you know, Bolton and Blackpool, and prior to that Liverpool, which was very early, wasn't it? But still, you've had tests against league sides, which is important.
Yeah, definitely. And even Fylde, we played on Saturday, they're full-time, and they've got aspirations of going through the leagues themselves. You know, there's a real bit of competition down there now with Blackpool and Fleetwood and Fylde as well. And, you know, they've got aspirations of, you know, competing with each other. So that's another club that, you know, they just missed out on promotion last year, and I'm sure they'll be wanting to go one better. So it was important that we had variation in the games, and I think we've got that with, like you said, Liverpool, Bolton, Blackpool, and then Fylde.
Well, you just missed out as well. Obviously, everybody's desperate for you to go one step further. Automatic promotion would be great, but it's so difficult in this league, isn't it? Everybody knows how tough it is to get back into the Football League. What are you expecting from this season in terms of competitiveness from those that are in the National League?
Yeah, I think it's always tough. Like you said, it's the bottleneck of English football. You know, every other league has 2-3 automatic promotions. This is the only one with one. So, you know, it is the bottleneck of English football. It's full of clubs who are desperate to get back into the league, and also full of clubs who, you know, no disrespect, some of us have never heard of, but are backed by owners who are ambitious and want to get back into the league themselves. So it's competitive from all different angles. And we, like you said, we just need to focus on ourselves. And the plus for me is, I feel last year was a good learning curve for a lot of people connected with the club. You know, we knew it was going to be tough last year. We did feel we could have got in the playoffs, which we just missed out on. So, like this year, we're definitely confident that we can go one better. And like you said, our main aim is automatic promotion. But, you know, I think it's important that we certainly improve on next season. We know where we need to do that. But, you know, we need to be competitive. We need a good start, and you know, and I'm sure with this group of players, that, you know, I'm certainly confident, and I feel that throughout the whole place, with not just with the players, but everyone feels confident that we look a lot better for it than last season.
Is one of the hardest parts, Gary, the fact that Tranmere Rovers remains such a big scalp for everybody who comes to Prenton Park? And, you know, it's a big away day for them, isn't it? It's a great stadium to play at. It's a Football League stadium in that sense. And that in itself can make life difficult, because it's so big for the opposition when they arrive.
Yeah, it is. But that's something that, you know, the characters was important when I was signing players. And they've got to take that on the chin and, you know, accept that and thrive on that. You know, I think we're all in this industry to, you know, to play it the best we can and be the best we can. And, you know, and I think, no disrespect, but I think it's easier to perform when there's not much of a crowd, or, but, you know, with beer, there's a big crowd, there is a big expectation, and we've got to thrive on that and live up to that expectation. And I do feel we're better equipped this season than what we were last season. I knew it was going to be tough last season because of them factors, but I think this year, the players are certainly wiser for it. I think we're better for it, and like I said, I think everyone's really looking forward to it.
And in terms of the crowds that you managed to attract last season, fantastic support, really. Let's hope that can be maintained. The pricing structure is right, isn't it, at Prenton Park, so you should be well supported throughout the course of the season again.
No, it is. You know, you can't fault that. The fans come in the numbers, and you know, it's brilliant when you're getting the supporters. Even the Liverpool game last week, we had 14,000 here, or just short of 14,000 here. So the capabilities of the club, you know, it is massive, and I think everyone wants the same thing. We all want to get back into the league as quickly as possible, and you know, and build on from there. And I think the structure's certainly right now to do that.
So just finally, Gary, you start with Bromley, but then two home games, Barrow and Eastleigh. Important to get off to a good start, a statement to the obvious, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. You'd always want a good start. And like I said, our pre-season preparations, you can't read too much into it, but there's no getting away from the fact that we have looked sharp, we look competitive, and we look ready. You know, and we need to put that into practice now when the games start. And, you know, I'm confident, and I'm sure the lads are confident that we can equip that in the league games now.
Gary, great. We wish you the best of luck. Everybody here from the top of the Radio City Tower, hope it goes well for you this season. Thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers. Thanks, everyone. Thanks a lot.
That's Gary Brabin, Tranmere Rovers boss. They start their season against Bromley on Saturday, the first home game, Barrow, on Tuesday, the 9th of August.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.